Here's a thought about key lines and other edge treatments. And just in case you're not familiar with the term key line, that's often a very small line that surrounds the frame of a photograph so as to differentiate between the edge of the photograph and the paper, often used, for example, in an image that has a very light sky. And the light sky can be as light as the paper, obviously, in which case you lose the top edge or the corner of the image because you can't tell the difference between the sky and the background. So you put a key line around it just to define these are the edges of the photograph. That's what a key line is. But there's lots and lots of other edge treatments too. For example, I remember in my youth, it was all the fad for a while to take the 35 millimeter negative carrier that you would put the film in and then put that in your enlarger. You would take that little hole that was left for the 35 millimeter film and you'd file it out a little bit so that you could see the edge of the film, including the sprockets of 35 millimeter film, and that was all the rage for a while. The aesthetic reinforcing the idea that there was no cropping involved. This is supposedly a more truthful image because you can see the edge of the film with the sprockets and all that. Sometimes it worked great. Sometimes it looked kind of like a silly gimmick. I knew a few photographers who did it for almost every project they did. It became part of their personal style. And it just didn't fit the subject. And that's the problem with all kinds of edge treatments, because think of all the things we can do now. You can make a platinum palladium looking image out of a digital image by applying an edge treatment that looks like the platinum palladium coating. There's lots of people who have edge treatments that you can buy as a plug-in and just apply it to your image, and it'll have a rough edge treatment or a smooth edge treatment or a colored edge treatment or a wood treatment. There's all kinds of them. And they're lots and lots of fun. But they also can very easily turn sort of into kitsch, into something that just doesn't look right. My thinking has always been that if the edge treatment reinforces the image and makes the emotional impact of the image even stronger, then it's great, then use it. But if it's just a gimmick, then watch out. And one of the best ways I know to think about that is to ask if the edge treatment becomes what people look at. If they look at the edge treatment, then they're not looking at the content of your photograph. So the edge treatment has to add something to the image without distracting from it, without becoming too dominant. It's sort of like when Ansel Adams advised us all that be careful with dodging and burning, because if the final print looks like we did dodging and burning, then we didn't do it adroitly enough. That dodging and burning and all that kind of stuff has to be done so subtly that it enhances the image without becoming a distraction in itself. I do enjoy using some edge treatments on some projects, but I don't do it on every project, and I certainly don't use an edge treatment when it isn't necessary. Sometimes an edge treatment is necessary, and a little key line sometimes helps. I mentioned earlier the white sky on the white paper, but in a PDF or a digital presentation of some kind, it goes the other way around. You can lose the edge of the image when it gets too dark if it's seen on a black background. And so a key line helps you define the edge there. But in that case, the key line would be white rather than black. The other thing, for whatever it's worth, that I tend to do is I use a minimal size key line if I have to use a key line. You can make key lines big. You can make them, 4 inches big if you wanted to and make it look like your image is in the middle of a piece of mat board. I tend to use something that's more along the lines of a half a point key line, maybe a 1 point key line, just enough so that it defines the edge of the image, not so much that you actually see it consciously when you're looking at the content of the image. That said, there are so many edge treatments that we can use now and create digitally in Photoshop or with clip art that you can buy, that it is an area of creativity that I think opens up a lot of fun. Everything from burnt edges to fake 35 millimeter sprockets and everything in between. It's a huge world, but my advice is just be careful and don't overdo it.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.